Children, today I'm going to read from the first chapter of the book of Revelation. John was on the Isle of Patmos, and the Lord opened his spiritual eyes so that John could see the Lord in heaven. And then you can listen and hear, how did John see the Lord? What did he look like? And also, what did the Lord tell John to do? Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Revelation, chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Blessed is he who reads and they who hear the words of the prophecy and keep the things written in it, for the time is near. I came to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it to the churches. And I turned around to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, wearing a garment down to the foot, and girded about the breast with a golden belt. And his head and his hairs were white as wool, as like snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass as if fired in a furnace, and his voice as the voice of many waters, and having in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth a sharp two-edged sword going forth, and his face was as the sun shines in its power. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying to me, Fear not, I am the first and the last, and am he who lives and became dead. And behold, I am alive for ages of ages. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Children, when we come to church, often the first thing we do is we put an offering in the bowl, and then we sit in the pew, and we wait a few minutes to get ready for church. And then we sing a song, and then what happens? What do we do right after we sing the first song? What do we do? Yes? Pretty soon. There's something that happens just before we pray. Yes? That comes in there too, but there's something right after we sing the first song. Here's a hint. What is it that we do first? Do you remember now? Yes? We open the Word. And the minister also reads a little bit of the Word at the same time that we're opening it. We read the Word a little bit to start our worship service. Why do we start our worship service by opening the Word and reading a little bit of the Lord's Word? Do you have any idea about that? Yes. We come to worship the Lord. And how do we know who the Lord is? We know him by his word. If we didn't have his word, we wouldn't know him. So that's why we start by reading from the word and opening the word. And the Lord gives us his word because he loves us. He wants us to know who he is, so that we can love him just like he loves us. He gives us his word because he wants to teach us, here's how you can live so that you can be happier and happier forever. Here's how you can live so you can come to be with me and I can give you a big hug and you can live with me in heaven. That's why the Lord gives us his word. Now, we read in the book of Revelation that the Lord showed himself to John so John would know who the Lord is and what he's like. Where did John see the Lord walking? In the midst of the seven, what? Seven golden lampstands. That's right. And let's see. What did it say that his clothes were like? Do you remember that? Yes? Right. A white clothes down to his feet. And what was around his chest?
A
Not quite remembering? Okay. Anybody remember? Yes? A golden belt. And then it says also, what did his eyes look like? Yes? A flame of fire. And what was coming out of the Lord's mouth? What looked like was coming out of his mouth?
A sword.
Right, a sharp two-edged sword. And what did his face look like? Yes? It looked like the sun shining in its strength. Here's a picture that an artist drew of how the Lord might have looked to John. Now, of course, John wasn't looking at a picture. He was actually seeing the Lord himself. And the picture can't really show us exactly what John saw by any means, but it gives us a little idea. Yes?
And in his right hand he had seven stars.
Seven stars, right. Very good. Yes. So here's how the Lord showed himself to John. And when John saw the Lord, what did John do? Do you remember what he did? When he turned around, he heard the voice of the Lord behind him. He turned around to see the Lord. What did he do? Do you remember? What did you say, sweetie? He talked to the Lord. He did talk to the Lord, but not right away. The first thing he did was... That's right. He fell at the Lord's feet as if he were dead. He fell down to worship the Lord. And what did the Lord quickly do? Yes? He laid his right hand on John and lifted him up and said, "Don't be afraid." And then the Lord gave John a job to do. Remember what the job was? What was it? You remember? Yes? Right. The Lord said, write down what you're going to see, what you have seen and what you're going to see. And because John did that job and he sent what he wrote to the churches, just like the Lord told him to, that's why we know this story. That's why we can read it this morning. We have the Lord's word because John did what the Lord asked him to. In the Lord's second coming, he explains that all those details about how John saw the Lord in the spiritual sense, represent how we see the Lord in his word. For example, the sharp sword that seemed to come out of the Lord's mouth, that's, yes?
Truth.
Truth. Truth that the Lord is teaching us with his own mouth in his word. Truth that helps us see this is right and this is wrong. And we can see it in ourselves. This is a bad habit that I'm getting into. I'm going to cut that off. I'm going to get rid of that. Through the word, the Lord gives us strength to do what is right. All those details, the Lord's eyes like a flame of fire. We know that the Lord sees every single thing that we do, and even the things that we think in our hearts and minds that nobody else sees, the Lord sees, and he looks at us with love. That's what the fire represents. All these ways that we see the Lord in his word. Now, suppose that we didn't have the word. Suppose that up here on our worship shelf, all we had was candles and flowers, but no word there. It was just empty there. Would we know who the Lord is if we didn't have his word? No. We wouldn't even know that there is a God and that there's any life after death. We wouldn't know that unless the Lord taught us. And so we can see what a wonderful job the Lord is giving to us by giving us his word. We can read it, we can learn about it, and we can live it in our life. We can do what the Lord says. And the Lord tells us in his word that this is a very important job that we're doing for him when we read the word. By the word, when people read the word, it makes a strong connection between heaven and earth. Because the angels cannot read the word in its literal sense. They can't read what we just read in John, because when we read the literal sense, immediately the spiritual sense opens up for them automatically. So they read the word in its spiritual sense, and they need people to read the literal sense. Because the literal sense is like a beautiful silver cup holding the sweet wine inside. And it's like swaddling clothes that keep a new baby warm so he's not cold. They need us to read the word in its literal sense. That's a job that we can do for the Lord and for the angels. And we need the angels to be with us when we read the word, because the angels are the ones who inspire us to love what is good and to do what's right. So we can think about how the Lord has given us a special job to do by giving us the word. Now, that's why every time we start a worship service, we open the word. And you can open the word at your house too. Maybe sometimes your family has worship together. You can open the word and you can get into a habit of reading the word a little bit every day. Because if we all read the word, all of us read the word, we will get to know the Lord better and better. We'll see him more and more clearly in our minds. And the angels will be happy and strong. And our world will be a safer and happier place if we read the word and do what the Lord says. Amen.